So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Toy Owl Podcast. This is your bi-weekly dose of lightsabers, infinity stones, and all things plastic. My name is David Shaw, out here in hot as hell, Satan's ass crack, Chandler, Arizona. And on the horn, as always, Kevin in probably humid or scorching hot Nashville. What's it like these days? Yes, we're talking about weather.
It is hot as sweaty buzz is all I can say, David.
But it is hot as hell for real. The sun has been very blistering. And I think I asked you this a couple weeks ago. I was like, Dave, do you have grass over in Arizona? You're like, yes, I have grass. I was like, well, you know, I'm a grass connoisseur multiple ways, obviously. But that being said, my yard is really taking a hell of a beating right now.
Yeah.
And so I've been really trying to, you know, water this exponentially. But the way my like homeowner stuff is set up is that whatever my water service is, my sewer is a complete duplicate of it. So if I spend $100 on water, I have to automatic. Yeah, it sucks. And so I'm like, okay, I'd really like to not pay $14,000 for water this month. But at the same time, I don't want to be looking like the sands of Jakku, you know, out there.
Sure.
So I'm trying to find a good balance. But right now it's, I feel like I'm like in the corner taking body blows, but you know, I'm really trying to rally. I think we may get one rainstorm coming up, but all that to say, yeah, man, we're here in Nashville and I'm glad that we're all just sweating it out together, man. How do you like that weather report?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I feel like, you know, you're Will Ferrell and I'm Steve Carell and Anchorman, you know, like I love lamp. Why am I here? Loud noises.
I mean, I will be your go-to when it comes to talking about, you know, ways to prepare your yard and, you know, summer proof it, fall proof it. Get the grubs out. You know, I love all that type of stuff.
Oh, man. Jeez. All right.
Yeah, yard like junkie. Yard junkie here.
Sounds like another podcast. Yeah. Yard junkie 66.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, good to see you, man. It feels like 2 weeks. Jeez. I mean, it's flown by, but I also feel like, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. So a lot of stuff to cover today.
We sure do.
Quick little summary of the show. We got some Kenobi, we got some HasLab, we got some VHS, we got some hot toys, we got two new segments. We have franchise showdown. I think that one's gonna stick. I like that. We don't even need to workshop that, right?
No, I don't think so. I think we are going to hit the ground running on that, and that may be a fan favorite segment.
Yeah, that's good. We're switching it up. So and then we got a we're workshopping this one, but for now we're gonna call it Letterbox Box Score.
I like that. It flows. It's cool, and I can't wait to get into that one too, man.
Yeah, it's I think that will be fun and have some good jumping off points. So let's start off with latest pickups, hits. You know,
well, it's been a minute, Dave, since you and I were, I guess, even talking about pickups, because you and I all kind of got crazy amounts of stuff, you know, at Celebration, and I still punched myself in the balls for missing one big one. And
did you get Obi-Wan episode 2?
No, I did not go and fulfill that one. So in a kind of like what a toddler does when he doesn't get his way, he just acts out. And so that's kind of what I did over these past couple of weeks. I just acted out and just bought needless amounts of things.
Oh, you acted out on eBay.
Yeah. And I can't wait to share those things with you, man.
All right. Well, let's kick it off. What do you got, man? Or you want me to go first?
Well, I'll kick this one off. We can just go round robin, volley back and forth if you want. So I was not responsible. I told you I acted out. Replay Toys, shout out if you're listening, because I know you guys do listen. But they were a lot of the enablement this time around. They would put things on social media and I'm like, ooh, I might need to stop in the store to get that, you know, that type of thing.
And you usually tag me right away and you're like, guess I know where I'm going on my lunch break.
Yep. Here we go. Every single time. But I can't wait to tell one of the big ones I got from there. Yeah. I don't know if I tagged you on this one or not, but all that to say, let's start with this. Just a simple eBay purchase. We'll start small with eBay.
Yeah.
We'll start and end with eBay and then we'll sandwich everything else in between.
Sounds good.
So my first pickup coming back from Celebration in a rage, I'm like, oh, fuck, just going through eBay. I was able to find something I'd been looking for. This is a kind of a figure I needed to complete a line, but it not that desirable, but it's also not that readily available, if that makes any sense. Dave, I am talking about finally running down the Ultron Mark One figure. Remember that one where he comes walking out and he's basically the Ultron bot type of thing from Age of Ultron. I really wanted that figure. And that was one of the glaring holes in my Avengers display. And I was finally able to get that at a really, really good deal. And I actually did a video about how to save money, you know, on, you know, your six scale collecting and things like that. Buy the dips, essentially. When a show is not that popular, such as, you know, the Marvel franchise right now, Star Wars is all the hotness. You can find some good deals on people that have just lost interest in Marvel and are just willing to move some things on. And so that's one of the things I did, man. I picked up the Ultron bot, Ultron Mark One.
That's a really good point, what you just said about, you know, when some fandoms are dipping a little bit, because there's so much crossover and overlap.
It is,
right?
Yeah. And we always have all this, like, I'd say we're oversaturated with content and no one can consume it all. And so naturally when something's not tickling you the way you want, you know, people gravitate away from that. And that's when you can really score, which I did.
Yep. Yeah. It would be funny to kind of think about, like, just off the cuff, you know, if someone was like, okay, well, what fandoms are you into? And it's like, oh, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, you know, that pretty much covers the basis, but like it's so much more than that. Right.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, like right now there's not much, say like horror out there in the toy world. So, you know, maybe that's when I could go hunting down some eBay, you know, purchases on some like old trick or treat, you know, 1/6 scale or something like that.
Yeah. And I'll say, you know, talking about people getting back into things, if you are into some Marvel stuff, you're kind of right at the bubble of when it's getting ready to pop back off, because Thor's coming out in a couple of weeks and everyone's going to run back to, you know, all the Marvel stuff. So be trendy, be thinking. But yeah, I took advantage.
Nice, man. Can't wait for that's I think we talked about our most anticipated movies at the beginning of the year. I'm all on the hype train on that one. I'm not, you know, trying to temper my expectations. I think it's going to be like a top three MCU film. So
yeah, they're saying that Gore, Christian Bale's character, is the most sympathetic vehicle Venom. I can't even talk. The sympathetic villain out there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty sweet to see, you know, how he performs, and I can't wait, man. It's going to be great.
Well, awesome, man. So congrats on that purchase. That's very cool. I just kind of assumed you already had that one, I guess. And that's hot. That's not Sideshow. That's a hot toy.
Correct. Yeah. And I do have the Ultron Prime, you know, his final form, you know, the big metal one. But this one is Ultron Mark One, where he's basically an Iron Man bot that, you know, got all damaged and stuff. So, yeah. Right.
Very cool. Okay. Well, I'll keep the hot toy train going this week. And, I got to figure that you've gotten, geez, for probably, I think, 4 months by now, my Ahsoka showed up, my Ahsoka hot toy.
I didn't know that you even had that one. I thought you had pulled the rug out from under that.
Nope. On that. I kept that one. I canceled the transport trooper.
Okay.
And I believe you did as well, didn't you?
I did. Just because it just wasn't scratching that itch, but yeah.
Yeah, me too. And it's kind of funny, you know, if that was there at the Sideshow booth in Celebration, and we could fucking pick it up and we had the box, I don't know, man. I bet your ass, like, we'd both be going home with that.
No, I'm telling you this right now, is that when it shows up at Replay, I will get it. Just because I've kind of made room for it already. I've kind of talked myself into it, just because I will eventually want that, but it wasn't a day one pre-order, you know. I didn't need that, you know, and I'm not breaking the walls down trying to make sure that a transport trooper is added in by any means. Ahsoka,
I would like to see what would probably push me towards buying that is if we could somehow put, I mean, doing a Pedro Pascal sculpt would be easy enough, but to do a Bill Burr, you have two of them and kind of, you know, have them, like, you know, conversing or whatever, just on a detox shelf with a fig set backdrop.
Of course. Nice. TM
would be, that'd be pretty sick. But, Ahsoka. All right. So, back to you, buddy.
I will say, did you unbox that bitch yet?
I have not. I just got it on Friday, and we head straight to the cabin. So
oh, cool, cabin time.
Yeah, cabin time. Probably gonna do that tonight though. And I got my little spot. Obviously, it'll go with one of her troopers.
Nice.
And the question is, well, fuck, do I got to get a second trooper so she, you know, to flank her other side and just have?
Didn't
her
you have
middle?
Rex though? Or do you not have Rex?
See, that's the thing. I do have Rex. So I have Rex, and I have the clone trooper, and then her. So
yeah, not trying to be a basic bitch by any means, but that's my setup. I think you've seen
those
Ahsoka,
three. Yeah,
yeah, Ahsoka in the middle, trooper on the side, Rex on the side.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen some really cool shots of troopers flanking her, you know, on both sides, and then maybe. I maybe put Rex on another shelf. I mean, you could work him in with,
yeah,
you know, Anakin or whatever, right? Lots of possibilities. Okay, yeah, man. What else you get, dude?
Well, let's piggyback right off Ahsoka, and let me tell you, I have an Ahsoka now. Not just a hot toy figure, but I think you might have seen it on Instagram. I now have the quarter scale premium format Ahsoka Tano statue. We're back at statues again.
We're David. Back, baby.
And I'm gonna go ahead and pull this up just because I'm sure you're gonna ask, like, how are we looking on the statue tracker? Because as you know, we've kind of been.
I put that in your head, didn't I?
Yes, and I have that because I think we started it. Damn, I need to start putting dates on there. I think we started around like November because with that mall, and then Amy got me the Kenobi in December, and then it's been downhill from there.
Yeah,
you know, and. Right now we're not pacing very well to end the year in the black, let's say. But I went ahead and added Ahsoka Tano, and she looks absolutely incredible. She's a quarter scale. Those Mythos statues are one fifth, so they're a little bit smaller, but this one's a quarter scale and she's gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah, I mean your kind of quarter scale statue game is pretty extensive right now. But I almost feel like, I mean, the end's almost in sight, and you're probably, you're fine with that? Because I feel like the ones that you have scratch the itch of all of the characters you love. It's not like you're going to put, you know, Rey and Kylo up there.
No.
That many more?
Well, I do know that there is that. I think I showed it to you at Celebration, the one that last Vader Mythos where he's like in like standing on top of that X-wing with the lava, and yes. He's like half in his suit, half broken. That will be kind of like the centerpiece that I can't wait to get. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm not adding Rey or Kylo. I doubt I would even add the, I guess, Rosario Dawson Ahsoka. I think you might have seen that one, a quarter scale, that one.
Yes.
But who knows at this point, you know.
I don't see it behind you, but I feel like I have seen it before. You have the Emperor Mythos, do you not?
I do. That's, let's see.
Oh, he was literally right behind you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, I see him.
So we have Maul Mythos. We have the Emperor Mythos, Kenobi Mythos. I did not get the Anakin just because he looks real derpy, and it does not look good at all. But Ahsoka next to Kenobi looks really good. And, you know, she's a little bit bigger. So it kind of,
yeah.
Well, she's a quarter scale. So it looks like in scale with him. So yeah, man, they're looking pretty good.
And those two EU ones, the Revan and Malik, are those Prime One or?
They're XM Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when those were coming out, and I think we actually covered it on the show.
They are probably some of my favorite pieces just because they're big quarter scale pieces, and they're diorama pieces as well. Yeah. So they come with all kinds of good stuff, but enough about the statues. Let's get back to you, man.
Okay. Well, nice, man. Yeah. I did forget, about that Ahsoka, but, I remember when you posted about it. I think our boy, the Star Wars Aggie, Isaac, friend of the pod, he has that one as well.
Her universe ambassador, by the way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's always repping all the latest gear by her universe. That's an awesome brand. That's Ashley's brand, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what else did I get, dude? Oh yeah, you'd be proud of me here. You're looking at a fucking gamer. I'm gonna get like a
gamer.
Yeah, I'm gonna get like
Oh, like, is this what we're finally thinking?
Yeah, I'm gonna have like a Twitch. Is it Twitch? I'm gonna get like a Twitch channel. Twitch. Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah, talk to Pence about that. He loves Twitch.
So I finally pulled the trigger. Got a Nintendo Switch.
Hell yeah, baby.
Went ahead and picked up the Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Picked up the Jurassic Park Lego, the Star Wars Lego, and the Friday the 13th game.
Nice.
The ladders for daddy, but all the other ones, dude, the it's just fun to watch the kids just go nuts on those Lego games, man.
Yeah, it's fun. It's challenging if you want it to be as an adult. At the same time, the kids can run around and play. And then if you want to go and collect all the tokens later, you know, while they're asleep, you can do that too. Yeah. It's great, man. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. The kids are definitely playing it more than me. Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. I've never been much of a gamer. Every time a Star Wars game comes out, I try to just put it on like, you know, rookie mode or whatever, just to get through like the story. Cause that's, I'm kind of just playing the game to like get all the canon information and, you know, just kind of watch the little movies and whatnot. So I'm not too much of a gamer, but, so far it's a lot of fun, man.
Well, I do want to say that the Ghostbusters game, have you played that one yet? Or is it cracked open?
Holy fuck. Am I just like that much of a novice, or is that game fucking hard? Because
no, that's what I was going to say. Like if you're in the library and everything right now, and you're like wanting to like break your controller, wait till you get like, I never even made it this far, but I've never beat the game. So there's a part, spoiler, where you are like in like the graveyard before you get to the temple, you know, for the final boss. Okay. And I've seen people like rage quit on that
to where really?
It's not happening. And like, you can put it on the easiest setting
because
your whole thing, you know, with the Ghostbusters is that you got to neutralize the ghost, but keep your team alive as well, you know? Yeah. And so essentially it's impossible to keep your team
alive. A lot of multitasking.
Correct.
With the trap and the streams and like slamming the ghosts. It's like, holy fuck. Like my, you know, the kids want to play. And I'm like,
I mean, it's so much fun, but damn, I mean, it makes you feel like a real Ghostbuster, but it's damn hard, man. But I'm glad you've gotten it.
I see why all the ghost heads have always said that, you know, that's kind of like the, you know, the
unofficial
sequel.
Third movie.
Yeah. Because I mean, holy cow, like they must've had, you know, Ghost Core and everyone behind that, making it very authentic, because it checks all the boxes so far from like the little movies and whatnot.
Yeah. I know so many people when Afterlife came out, they're like, is the game still canon? Is the game still canon?
Is that retconned? Yeah. Is a video game retconned because Afterlife? Yeah.
But thankfully it is still canon, and it's still, even the ending still ties into Afterlife, so it's okay.
Very cool. All right, man. What else do you got? Anything else?
I do. This is my final.
This is it? Okay.
Yeah, let's end with eBay again. So once again, I was just kind of, what the fuck? And so I told you I went all in on the 3-0 turtles, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's two glaring omissions from those turtles. Do you know who they may be?
Three glaring omissions from the...
Did I say three? Two glaring omissions from those three, from those 3-0 turtles.
Okay. I mean, two of the turtles then, right? Or is it Rocksteady and Bebop?
There it is. Yeah. I needed the villains. Yeah. And they are like twice the size of the turtles. You know, they're from the shadows or whatever. Either way, they are very rare, very hard to come by. But Daddy was able to score both of them from a Cincinnati collector, by the way, on eBay. This is the risk that you play when you're playing eBay, especially if you have like two high ticket items. Okay. So they don't end simultaneously, but you want both of them. And so you're gambling. And so imagine like if you win one,
but don't win the other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do? It's like, you like panic mode. And so like, once you win the first one, you have like 2 minutes to say, okay, I'm all in. And you just bid for like $7 zillion to where no one can outbid you.
Yeah.
Thankfully I was able to get them. I wouldn't say it's a steal by any means, but under what I saw them going for. So I'll consider that a win. But yeah, I got Bebop and Rocksteady to finish up the 3-0 Turtles. And I'm really, really excited about that.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's an awesome get, dude. Congrats.
Yeah. And so say what you want about those Bay films, but damn, those, they looked visually incredible.
You'll appreciate this. So when we were at the cabin this weekend, Connor wanted to watch Ninja Turtles. So I'm like, okay, so we threw up the Apple TV. You know, I got the
of course.
I got keep Apple TVs everywhere. Keep that docked. You know? Yeah. So I got the Apple TV at the cabin, throw it up there. And I did a little search, just, hey, Ninja Turtles, see what streaming service I have it available. And it shows all of them. So it shows, you know, the original three. It even shows some the animated ones and then the Michael Bay ones. And Connor hasn't seen any of them. And he's like, I want to watch this one. And he's talking about the Michael Bay one. I'm like, No, we can't do that, Connor. You know,
right. we got to start with the OGs.
We got to watch the first one. And then he was about to throw a fit. And then I was like, you know what? I kept on calling it the Michael Bay one. And he's five. He's like, who the fuck's Michael Bay? You know, like, no, dude,
has he seen Transformers though?
No, has not seen Transformers.
Ah, so he has no idea who Michael Bay even is.
No, of course not. But he, you know who he does know. George Lucas.
Hell yeah. Did he see him at Denny's?
Steven Spielberg. No, nice. He did not. He missed out. But, you know, of course, you know, it's the meme, like, going to tell my kids this is George Lucas. Yeah, it was that, you know.
Speaking of Steven Spielberg, and this will come into when we get to our Letterboxd HD, because there's another video, a show I watched, or a video movie we watched. Does Steven Spielberg have an actor son?
I do not know that. I do not know.
Okay. Well, when I fill out my letterbox for the film that I watched a couple of nights ago, I will find out if that is actually Steven's son, but it's like Sean Spielberg or something like that.
Okay. Interesting.
So anyway.
Okay.
Rabbit trail.
Well, yeah, we'll, I'm really excited about the letterbox segment, by the way. Okay. So that's it for your pickups. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now. Mine, something that just, this literally happened when we were doing our pregame, you know, our little 15-minute potential Patreon pregame.
Oh, yeah, yo.
And I got a text. New pet daddy over here.
Wait, what?
New that sounded weird.
Oh, wait. Is this the cat?
It's the cat, dude.
Hell yeah.
Right. I can't wait to play fucking Dr. Evil. Yeah, I proud owner.
Explain to our friends what exactly you got here.
So our good friends, one of the moms of Olivia's friend, her name's Amy and Tom. They're awesome people. I was actually on Tom's podcast a month or two ago, and they have you'll get a kick out of this. Unless I already told you, I can't remember. But they have hairless cats.
Right. Yes. I'm aware of what you're getting. This is okay. Super cool.
And,
you shared this at Denny's.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I barely remember what, you know, I ate for lunch yesterday. So, and they're the Guardians of the Galaxy. There's Nebula, Gamora, Drax, and Groot and Quill. Because Star-Lord, you know, who's going to fucking call a cat Star-Lord, right?
Who?
Yeah. And one of them was pregnant, and we were like, okay, yeah, we want one. I'm allergic to just normal cats, but the hairless cats, I'm good with. And she was just born. The Nebula was pregnant and had the baby a little bit ago. And
how about that?
So it'll have to stay with the mom for I don't know, 6 weeks or 2 months or something.
Six, 8 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, but very excited. And the names decided by the kids. they said if it's a girl, Phoebe from Ghostbusters, and if it's a boy, Egon from Star Trek.
Isn't that just beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. So yeah, that's it's probably the first pet on our latest pickups on the show, I'm guessing.
I know. Well, I think originally when we got Drago. When we got Drago, by the way, he's about to make his debut in probably about 5 minutes when Amy comes in the door.
Coming in hot.
But either way, I think we did a wife got her grail video type of thing.
Yes. Sounds familiar. All right, man. Well, right on. Well, let's get into the first one. So Kenobi, kind of a roller coaster of a season. almost some parallels to Book of Boba Fett in the hype. I feel like you and I are very biased with the first two episodes because you know, so I don't know if you felt the same, but some of the people that I've you know, talked to you that just saw it, you know, didn't see it at Celebration or whatnot, they were kind of like, yeah, 1 and 2 is okay. Not like nearly as blown away. 3 was a little bit of a bummer. The last episode, I feel like was a really strong episode. Some of the best, you know, scenes in the whole series so far, I thought. But I'm stoked. I'm going to stay up tonight to watch the finale. Connor is all on board with cosplaying his doppelganger, Baby
Correct.
Luke.
Yep.
Kid looks just like him. Tell me your thoughts. I feel like we might disagree a little bit on some things, and that's great. Love to hear what you have to say.
And that's the beauty of this, Dave, is that you and I can have, I guess, differing opinions and viewpoints on all this. But let's be honest, pretty much everything outside of Rogue One has been extremely polarizing one way or the other. So people have either loved it or hated it. The only thing generally loved is
Mandalorian.
Rogue One and Mandalorian. And I have my theories about this. And I'll get to that in a second, but it has been quite a roller coaster because you and I, when we got our red carpet treatment and we watched episodes 1 and 2, I mean, we were like, oh shit, what a cold open. Oh, wow. Can you believe the way that ended? And then we got that sick Vader poster after the end and we walked our way.
Watched it in the room with Hunter.
Watch it in there. And then I was like, man, this is cool. And then, you know, we went back to our regular lives and we kind of watched it, you know, at home, you know, for episodes 3 and 4 and 5. And there goes the garage door. Drago will be making an appearance in a minute. So all that to say is that I was been a little bit let down because I think that there were so much expectations for this. And I think it's unfair because you have a legacy character that is possibly the most important legacy character to everything. So you have to deal with that. And with that being said, no one's going to be happy 100%. They just won't, because that's the way it is. So I really enjoyed seeing Vader be a badass. I think that's what they've always nailed, is that they've never messed up Vader, which has always been a good thing. All the other characters, Disney, that is that they've always respected the power level of Vader and his character arc and things like that. And I expect them to do the same, you know, for Kenobi. I just don't know if they'll land the ship the way I want them to.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see, man. We're only a few hours away from the final epic conclusion, rematch of the century.
Sunday. Oh, man. Wouldn't you love to see Vader cut a promo?
I would. Just like stand in the middle of the ring. It'd be fantastic.
Just pacing back and forth, you know, just like the warrior.
I'll tell you, brother.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, that's fair. And that's kind of where I thought that you're gonna lie, you know, with your overall take on it. If they stick the landing, then, you know, what does that bump it up to, like a B and it's a C right now? Or what are you thinking here?
It depends, just because there's been so many odd moments. Like I've joked back and forth with some of my friends and such that, you know, we must train the boy, not me, because I don't do that stuff anymore. And it just seems like there's a lot of glaring issues that need to be addressed that I don't think they have addressed. And hopefully they will in this final episode. But the thing they cannot do, absolutely cannot do, is undo or rewrite anything from A New Hope, because that is where that is the untouchable. You cannot do something with that movie. And if it goes and flies in the face of any of that, people will lose their mind.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I don't even think that we would need to even like be that should be a concern as far as like messing with like continuity and stuff like that.
People
like,
are already saying that, why in the world is Leia having this much of a relationship with quote Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi,
and not knowing
who he is and giving this formal message. And then it appears, well, we'll see how it all ends. It appears, you know, that Vader may find out that he's got kids or whatever. And then he's not going to know that this girl that is on his ship in front of him is his daughter, or at the very minimum that this girl that just ran around with Kenobi, that he didn't know about this. So it's very interesting. I don't know how it's all going to tie together.
Yeah, I have faith that is all gonna, not that like it's gonna be like, oh, this is the throwaway line or whatever that solves that, but like I also like right now that's not like, I don't even care about that. Like, I don't think that it's a huge inconsistency right now. with the storyline. And like that's one thing I'm kind of, I kind of always give these like prequel movies, prequel shows a pass, because fuck man, it's got to be tough to tell a compelling story because there's no stakes, because you know, obviously Luke is fine, Leia fine, Vader oh, you know what I mean, like there's no stakes because you already fucking know what's going on. So when a new character gets introduced, yeah, or something, you're like, okay, well they're gonna die, like, and that's the new stake, you know, is deciding if Raven's gonna die or not, or is she gonna like pop up, you know, in a Mandalorian or something like that, you know, x amount of years later. And I wanted to ask you this. So Reva, what do you think of the character so far?
Well, we got,
is she fine?
Spoilers for anybody that haven't seen the first five episodes. Okay. We find out that, you know, that she is one of the younglings from the very beginning of the film. And so her motivation and everything she's been doing has been, you know, plot twist, you know, she's really there just to screw Vader over. Okay, cool. Thank you for giving me that kind of character development. And I'm happy with that. I thought that she, as a character, was much more compelling in episode five. Her running around parkour and just screaming at a kid is not good.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do, once again, that has nothing to do with the actress. They wrote the character that way. And so I was like, okay, did you plan on Kenobi escaping this whole time? And that's why you put this tracker on. Yeah. And, you know, there's just some things there. And I just think that comes down to writing. And that's not her fault. That's
sure.
That's the writer. So I'm
enjoying that character even more now after that last episode. That
I did too. And to see her like on her ass or whatever, and see the Grand Inquisitor walk back up all smug and like a pompous ass, I was like, okay, that was kind of cool. Hello, third sister, you know, you're going back to the gutter. I thought that was really well done. And you know, for as much shit as we gave the Grand Inquisitor 3 weeks ago, I kind of dig like the route that he's on now. And I don't know, but I think you hit it on the head a second ago, is that why are these so hard to do? The reason that Rogue One, the reason that Mando, and the reason that Jedi Fallen Order are so successful is because they are new characters and newish stories. They're set in a time period. If you stick characters, new characters and new things into a time period, you can do whatever you want, because as you said, the stakes aren't there. I mean, you can make your own stakes there. Yeah. We don't know what would happen with the people of Rogue One. We don't know what's going to happen to Mando. But when you have these legacy characters and you're trying to drag them all around, then I really feel like it's a burden, and it's harder to do anything like that. Like, you know,
the writing has to be very, very, very good in those instances.
And you're not going to get a Tolkien level writer out there being able to tie all that together. You mean, you just don't. And I'll go and ask you, Dave, do you want a second season of this? They've talked about it.
Yeah, dude.
Do you want a second season?
I'm a fucking stan, dude. Like I'll take any Star Wars I can get. I mean, there's even the worst Star Wars is still extremely watchable to me. So,
so you're on the mindset of consume.
Yeah. Dude, call, get Roddy Piper over to fucking chew bubblegum and kick ass, because I'm consuming everything Star Wars, except apparently Rebels, which
I need. Come on, son. But, I mean, you can skip Resistance, but Rebels is good.
Dude, I mean, come on. I mean, if there's more opportunities to have Hayden and Ewan together on screen, fucking A, man. That back and forth, you know, memory and the way they handled, you know, Vader being the one to have those memories, and how they kind of worked into like the current plot from his memories. I was like, oh, that is, you know, chef's kiss how they handled that.
Yeah.
So if we get more out of that at season two, you know what, I probably don't. Not necessarily want what I don't need, though. I don't need a second season of Boba Fett. I didn't even need the first one, to be honest. I kind of always liked that character to be mysterious. Like, yeah, that's fine knowing his origin a little bit, but like my good friend Tom Rosner, you know, he's always said it from the start about Boba Fett, you know, like he's mysterious, you know, he shouldn't have it should almost be like how Yoda's species is just unknown. You know what I mean? Like leave a little bit of a mystery there. So, more Kenobi, less Boba Fett. Holy shit. That's a statement I never thought I'd say.
Right. So as you may know, Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard, all them, they're on a tour this summer. And I was watching some clips. And all I can say, and I'm a huge Gunner as well, a Gunner Guns N' Roses fan, and I've been to see them three times since they got back together. And I've seen Axl, and I've seen Vince Neil, and I love them for what they were.
Oh boy.
But they need to stay home. And I say that about our legacy characters. It does, man. Yeah. It does. I was like, they need to stay home.
That's Indy. That's our boy.
I know. And like Ric Flair is 80. And did you know he's got one more match coming up in a couple weeks?
Holy shit.
80. The dude could die in the ring. Stay home, Rick. And so all that to say, we've had some good runs. We don't need to trot these characters back out again. And I'm willing to say, you know what? I can't even believe I'm saying this.
You want to let Hayden and Ewan off in the sunset?
Yeah. I want to remember them for the way they were. I don't want because I feel, and this last I'll say on this, I feel that if Kenobi doesn't land this, it's going to tarnish the legacy.
Oh,
and that could be a bad thing because yes. I don't think anyone's going to do like the, you know, I'm my best and start sending death threats to Ewan by any means, but
well, buddies with him. I'll just check in on
that. That is true. You did actually shake hands.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So yeah, man, I would rather we've got a good thing going, you know, congratulations that the people have come around and you are loved by the fandom. Don't fuck it up. And so that's my thing, but we need some new characters put into these storylines and they're trying that with Reva.
Yeah.
Reva, Revan and Reva, but Reva is the person that we're kind of trying to gear some things around. So much so as the HasLab transition, HasLab decided, you know, we're just going to throw their saber out there.
Let's go all in. Yeah, let's go all in on her. Push her, obviously, which is kind of why I don't think that she's. I think she's going to show up in other, you know, movies or small media.
She's headed to Mando for sure, right?
Yeah.
So, most likely, but
her fucking saber's not her saber's no. not, that's for sure.
Yeah, Vader even just sliced it in half or broke it in half in the last episode. I mean, so even the it's kind of like the Razor Crest. Hey, here's something for a HasLab. By the way, by the time you get it, it's not going to be canonically accurate at all.
It's going to blow up. I mean,
so what do you think about the HasLab, man?
So we've increased. I don't have I remember the numbers are barely over 1,000 2 weeks ago, and now we're barely over. We're at 1,096 backers.
Wow.
20 days left. It's got to get to 5,000 backers. Are we going to get, you know, 4,000 ish backers in fucking 20 days?
We've had these conversations, you know.
We don't need to beat this to death, but
no,
yeah,
with
this,
the Galactus and all that stuff, but I don't think so. Remember, the Rancor started losing followers, not followers, so subscribers, what would you call these backers? They started losing backers because that final Hail Mary that they thought, oh, this is it, ended up blowing up in their face.
I always laugh about that. Like, here's your live stream moment that, you know, push that HasLab past the finish line, get the people fucking excited, give the people what they want, and then literally goes backwards.
I know. I mean,
if that isn't feedback in the most like realist sense. In a metric, like how are they not like taking that feedback and fucking fixing shit?
Like, man, that's embarrassing that ended up going that way. But what are we going to do for the next one? Well, let's make a new character. Let's put it right at cost and put it out there. No tears. And I think this one will work for us.
Yeah, we really got to fucking, you know, come out of the gate, you know, swinging on this one. This has to fund, you know, okay, let's make a lightsaber twice as expensive as any other lightsaber we normally do for a character that, you know, is only going to be in, you know, 6 episodes of Kenobi.
Am I out of touch? No, the children are out of touch.
Yeah, yeah, the consumer. Oh, you know, it's just the Star Wars collectors. You know, they're all toxic fans. Yeah, okay. So this piece of dog shit isn't getting funded. And it'll be in it. I'm excited to see what the next step is. I mean, they won't even address it once it doesn't back, I'm sure.
It'll probably just disappear from the Hasbro page and be like, hey, whatever happened to that? I don't know what you're talking about. Page not found. Error 404.
Yeah, the old error 404. Yeah. Man, what would need, we're kind of already off the rails here, but what would they need to do for you to buy a HasLab at this point, the Star Wars team? You know, cause you're close. You regret not doing the Razor Crest, right?
Until we had Pence on here and he basically talked me out of it.
He talked you out of it. Yeah. He even made me like start looking at mine again. And I'm like, you know what? He was fucking right, dude. This paint's a little fucking shoddy. For me, it's gotta be a Death Star TVC playset. I feel like that would be something I would absolutely back day one. Big ships, like I kind of feel like Ghost should just be a TVC item that you could get at the big box store at Target, but I get it, those days are long gone. And if you know the HasLab is the avenue to get, you know, the bigger ticket items, and then great. I would back that as well. But is there anything that, you know, would idea wise would make you do some sort of HasLab backing for Star Wars?
It's so hard to say because I think that they saw the success of the Proton Pack. They're like, oh, sweet. The role play stuff is something that people really want. Let's go back and let's do an effect saber. Let's do this. That's what people want. And obviously it's not going to go as they thought, but I really think, you know, like you'd mentioned, the TVC stuff is really hitting their stride.
So hot right now.
It's so hot right now.
TVC is so hot right
now. Now I will say that I think the Jabba's or Boba Fett throne thing is way overpriced. It's still a good offering. I mean, we saw it in person at Celebration. It's still a good offering. It looks good. The way overpriced. There.
Yeah. No one's, you know, objectively it's the quality's there.
Yeah. And I think something that's not that small, but that scale, you can get more bang for your buck.
Yeah,
and
true.
I don't feel that the Black Series has an offering right now that would be sufficient, just because
they're gonna want an insane hard, price, you know? Too.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to? Okay, here's your Red 5 X-wing or whatever, $1,500. I mean, no one's gonna do that. And where are you gonna put it again? I know that there are a lot of 6-scale vehicle builders out there, like Jazz Inc. and such, like with like the full 6-scale, the cockpit, the Batwing. I'm like the snow speeder. I'm like, where are you putting these things? Like, I feel like I have a lot of room, but I have nowhere to put that. Where in the world would you do that?
There's not, I don't think there's a single vehicle that I would buy in the Black Series scale at this point. I have the TIE Fighter and it's always
it's
too big. I didn't go with the Snowspeeder for that kind of same reason. TVC is just, that's the line, man, for those big vehicles. You know, the Sail Barge, Razor Crest look fucking great. Let's get a Ghost. You know, let's get a couple other vehicles.
I'd be okay with, if they do it right, a properly scaled Slave One. I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that? The Fire Spray, Boba Fett Starship. I think if they do that one properly scaled, put it in some Mando Deco, Book of Book, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an iconic ship. And I don't know if they've ever done a properly scaled one for TVC. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know they did a new legacy version, but it was still not properly scaled.
Yeah, I don't know about the properly scaled, but TVC, you know, they had, I think when it originally came out in whatever, 2013 or whatever, it was like an Amazon exclusive. And then they reissued it. I think maybe with Return of the Jedi packaging on it. I could be wrong on that, but is essentially you know, a repack. But yeah, I'm assuming it was in scale, but I mean, it's in scale to TVC, but whether that's like true scale,
right? I know, because it's, I think, essentially a hair bigger than the actual Razor Crest in real canon.
Okay,
so it would need to be about that size.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that picky though, like the Sail Barge isn't in scale, then you know what
right.
I mean. Like,
yeah you're right, that's fair.
Okay, well, dude, I love me some HasLab talk. Okay, let's get into this VHS grading. Oh boy.
Yeah, Dave, did you happen to see that you're a VHS junkie over there, and I know you're constantly hitting the thrift shop and seeing if you can't get a good steal, maybe grabbing some of the Terra Traders, by the way.
And now Betamax.
And Betamax. I mean, there's no limit to what are the things that you're adding to your collection. But this thing has really taken off over the past 6 months, I would say. It all started, I think, with, like, I was in the gym one morning, and it's like, hey, this ridiculous VHS sold for 10 grand. I'm like, what? And I remember the Ghostbusters VHS.
Ghostbusters,
sold,
Back to the Future.
Jaws sold, but then this week, Back to the Future sold for $75,000.
I fucking hate it. God damn it.
Is this like an NFT? Is this like a Bitcoin fad, like to where only like elite can, not a lot of people can buy this stuff?
I wish it was like an NFT, because that would mean that it's just a blip and then it's a fad.
These aren't Beanie Babies, man. People can't buy these, but like, people are paying for them though.
It's fucking straight up money laundering, man. I absolutely hate the grading, what the grading is doing to,
yeah, I mean, these aren't
all,
like,
all collecting communities, like cards. I mean, you fucking name it, man. Obviously, it's, you know, comic books, that's already, you know, that's just part of collecting comics, you know, is the grading. It's so far, you know, already there, but like,
and that's been around for 50 years.
Yes. Not going to change that. Everyone, you know, knows the rules one bite, you know, but when it's grading starts entering a new kind of collecting hobby, that's just got to suck for anyone that is collecting that thing. Because especially for VHS, it's fucking taking the fun out of the game. Like, it's taking the fun out of going to, you know, yes, I still look to go to garage sales, I still look to go to Goodwill and stuff like that. But, you know, the long gone are the days on going on fucking Craigslist or whatever and trying to find, you know, a box of tapes for literally a dollar or free. Yeah. I mean, the last 10 years, people are literally just giving away, throwing them away. And now it's like, just like Star Wars, that word of mouth is going to start, you know, kind of going out to the, you know, just the general public that, like, oh, hey, well, you, before you give those tapes away, you better check eBay, because I fucking, what you did.
Yeah, it's such bullshit,
Back
man.
To the Future sold for 70 grand. And then you got some asshole that's like, oh, I got a Back to the Future. It's in pretty good shape too. I'm going to list it for $150. And it's the same asshole. That's what happened with the Star Wars collecting, when every fucking just general person that has nothing to do with Star Wars, they have a fucking Taco Bell Happy Meal toy, Phantom Menace, you know, topper, and they're like, I want $40 for this, because, you know, anything Star Wars is worth a lot of money. It just ruins the hobby.
It does, man.
And I am looking forward to getting that $75,000 Back to the Future. That was me that bought it. It's good. It's going
to
look great. But,
well, before we move on to our next quick topic, is that, where does this end? Obviously, because it's different when you go to the store, or I'm sorry, the vintage place, and you pick up a good copy of Anaconda or something like that. God. But, you know, you're not getting any of the classic movies ever again.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Ever again. And that's a shame.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to, you know, you're going to have no problem finding a copy of Titanic or Jurassic Park,
right?
You know, but especially in the horror genre for VHS tapes, that is like the hottest genre in VHS collecting right now, and the more obscure B-rated, you know, kind of just fucking awful horror, those are what is becoming harder and harder and harder to get and more expensive to get. So that definitely sucks, because there's a lot of tapes that I want in VHS, but, you know, I also don't want to spend, you know, kind of even over $10 for a VHS tape is just insane to me, you know, just because, you know, I've gotten most of these for like a dollar or less,
right?
You know what I mean? So
And it's crazy, you know, that's the last thing I'll say on this, that Back to the Future VHS was probably in someone's attic 3 years ago that someone would have given away for like 10 cents. And now here it is at 75 grand.
You know, insane. What? I'm assuming it's his. I read an article. I forget the actor's name, but the guy that played Biff Tannen.
Oh yeah.
He sold all of his private collection to an auction house. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of his tapes that he sent.
What a Biff move.
What a fucking Biff. Yeah. Tip classic Back to the Future 2 Biff.
Well, credit to Biff where it's due, but I do want to give a little bit of credit as well to Hot Toys, if we can switch gears to that, is that it's been a minute since we've talked a little bit about Hot Toys. That's kind of, I know you said you've been talking a little bit more on, or at least watching a few more 6Scale YouTube channels and things like that. Shout out to Kiko Collects. Feel free to check him out sometime. But all that to say, I shit on them about 2 months ago saying, y'all are way the fuck behind. There's no way this stuff's coming out.
Right.
And then they did that little social media post like, all right, here's the summer showcase and all this stuff's coming. And it's got like all the figure, like 25 figures with their boxes. Okay, here's the lineup of all the things that are coming. And I said specifically on this show, there is no chance in hell, as Vince McMahon is saying, no chance this is happening. No. But what do I know? They not only got them out.
I was finishing the song for you.
Oh, thank you. That was fantastic. But they not only got those out, is that they got additional ones out. And that's impressive. But can they keep that steam going? Because they are still dropping some heat on pre-orders. We got another ridiculous comic book Iron Man Neon Tech thing, which I'm like, okay. Enough of the Iron Man. I know some shill on there got to talking about, do you know that of all the different pre-orders out there, Iron Man only represented 7% of all the releases? I'm like, okay, thank you for that. And I mean, they're always willing to, you know, sit there and just stroke the dick of somebody to make it look like what they're doing is fine. But enough of the Iron Man BS. But we did get some good heat. I'm still waiting for our Fennec to get here, but we do have some more Book of Boba Fett. Did you see the Cad Bane that was recently released?
I saw that. I saw
that. Thoughts on that?
I saw that. I saw the Book of Boba Fett, and I'll be getting one of those. And yes, that's going to be Cad Bane. I think it looks great, man.
And the price point is fantastic, which is shocking to me. 3 face sculpts, and if you want to pay an extra $20 to get the Toto from Clone Wars. Yep. Yeah, man. I mean, that's killer. Killer.
Is that up yet? I know they like officially announced it and it's pretty usually. Yep. Oh, okay.
It's officially up on Sideshow if that's your retailer of choice. So drop stuff like that and people will overlook the Iron Man BS.
Yeah. Hey, back to the whole like you know how you're giving them shit last episode. You know, with Star Wars Celebration, I know they had the two, you know, quote unquote exclusives, but there was also in their whole like marketing promo thing for their booth at Celebration, they were going to be doing reveals. Did we get any reveals out of Star Wars Celebration?
The only reveals was the Chrome Trooper and Death Trooper, or Clone Trooper and Death Trooper. That was a reveal that eventually went up for pre-order, but there was nothing new.
Okay.
I mean, we saw like the Bad Batch prototypes, but those never were announced.
They're just double dipping on the, you know, it's because I was like, okay, well, those are the exclusives. What are the reveals? Well,
yeah, people thought that we would get like some more Attack of the Clones or something. Yeah, yeah, there was not a single thing revealed. Okay. Not a single thing. No.
Yeah. So how do you feel about, obviously we got your thoughts on Iron Man. So I always love it when you shit on Iron Man statues. Yeah, obviously you're all in on the deluxe on, Bane, and, I'm assuming.
Yes. And I may actually end up canceling my Throne Boba Fett because it's really, really similar because I don't have the space for the throne. And this version of him looks a lot better.
It mainly looks really good.
That like little cut against the visor, which I really, really like that aesthetic. And he's got the pants and the yellow armor on his legs, which looks really good.
I can't remember. Did the throne on come with the gaffy stick as well?
It did not, but it did come with a head sculpt, and this one did not. And okay. So maybe that's how they're trying to trick you. It's like, well, you need both if you're going to create these scenes.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I have to have the throne, so I'm keeping my order on that one. But that was the one thing that I was like, ooh, gaffy stick.
But because I got the 2-pack, I got the gaffy stick.
You got the gaffy stick. You know? Yeah, good call. whether, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, kind of, you know, fashion it to his pack there is the question, though.
Right? I'll probably end up with both of them because I think the Throne is actually supposed to release soon-ish, like within the next few months. So, and then this one's obviously year and a half out till we get that.
Right.
But we'll play it by ear.
Okay. Well, nice. Yeah. Good. Some good Hot Toys news there. Yeah. I felt like that Cade Bane. We were all anticipating it at some point. It's honestly, I wasn't expecting it even like maybe this year, but did we have that on our list at all? I don't think so.
Let's see. I don't see that. We do have a TBS Max Rebo. I'm hoping to see that sometime. Yeah. But no, he is not listed. Although when it does, you have Wrecker on there, but that's not been officially released.
They've teased it, but it's unofficial, so I can't jump the gun there. So far, we only have one each. Yikes.
Yeah, okay. And we're halfway through the year, man. We're going to need a fiery second half.
Come on, Hasbro Hot Toys. Let's go.
I still think, last thing I'll say, I still think the Black Series Rancor will be made and put on the shelf. No, I believe that one. That one's coming.
You've been drinking too many Baja Blasts, my friend. That is not showing up on shelf.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, this is fun. Okay. So franchise showdown. This is how it's going to work. We have a list from Business Insider where they had the 27 greatest movie franchises of all time, according to critics. And yes, you know, Kevin and myself are, you know, even though we're pretty harsh critics, you know, we are not part of this, but, you know, we'll,
I don't pull punches, Dave.
Kevin's going to give us his full opinion on the state of the Terminator franchise, I'm sure. But yeah, we are basically going to run down this. We'll do it pretty quickly here. And, we're basically going to give do we want a reboot? So one answer is reboot. That is a proper gut job. You know, you're retelling the first story and retconning every other sequel, prequel, like you are starting over. That's what a reboot is. So if we want a reboot, or if you want a sequel / prequel, some sort of continuation of the existing story, do we want it to do we want to hit the eject button? Okay. Meaning, we don't want any more, Big Mama's House movies or, you know,
no more Fast and the Furious. Is that on there?
I only looked at the first two because I didn't want to spoil it for myself. Yeah, so, I'm assuming it is. I mean, I don't know. Critics, we'll see. Right. And then the fourth kind of option that we can do is, not hit the eject button, but leave it alone. Because it's already fucking perfect. Okay. So let's kick this off. Kevin, you're going to be leading on all these. Okay. I'll follow suit. So first up, number 27 on their list, we have the Die Hard franchise. That's Die Harder. That's With a Vengeance. That's Live Free Die Hard and A Good Day to Die Hard. How are we feeling about the Die Hard franchise? What do you want to do here, Kevin?
No pun intended. Let it die.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hitting the eject button too.
Yes, there's no reason to go back to it. And I think it's are we commenting all these? I feel like we'd take forever if we went on.
That will take forever. But yeah, we can just briefly, you know, talk about it if you want.
Yeah, I'll just say is that especially Bruce Willis defined that role. We're not recasting him. We're not adding on to the legacy. The original was one of the greatest of all time. Don't do anything, as I talked about earlier, to sully that reputation. Let it die.
Yeah. Okay. Number, and yes, I'm hitting eject as well. Okay. 26. I'm not going to list all the movies. We fucking know the movies. Alien. So that includes the Prometheus, Covenant, Alien versus Predators, all that, and then, you know, the original four movies.
Damn, this one's tough because a lot of these start out so good and then people mess with them and you're like, okay, give me a sequel to right the ship. I'm gonna say let it die, man. I don't want to have any more I don't need another Prometheus. I just cannot have that.
Okay. I'm going to go with give me a prequel slash sequel. Okay. So this is just too good of a franchise. I feel like there's not much for legacy characters other than Ripley. So I really enjoyed what they did with Prometheus. Covenant was an absolute snooze fest, even though the cast was very like heavy and in a great way. I loved the cast, but it was a snooze fest. But if you can kind of do what you did with Prometheus, sign me up all day. I just really like the cinematography that this franchise can and bring, you know, with Alien Worlds and stuff like that. So yes, I'm going sequel slash prequel on that. Next one, I'm not much on this, so I'll be hopefully leaning on you. Jack Ryan. So that's you know, the Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, all of the Euclidean Present Dangers, Some of All Fears, those kind of
thriller. I really government. Like those. Let's go ahead and do a sequel as long as Krasinski's involved.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, because that was a really good. My wife got me in on that series, and I really did enjoy that. So I'm also going sequel slash prequel on that. Okay, this is an odd one. I didn't even know what this was, and I'll ask you to see if you do. View, AskQN Universe.
Next, never heard of it.
Okay, so this is all the Kevin Smith movies. So Clerks.
Really?
Yeah. I don't understand what that word, you know, what the significance of that is. But yeah, that's the Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma. Go for it.
Uninterested. No opinion. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Okay. And I'm kind of going with it's perfect. Let's not touch it. Those are very generational based shows, I think, and it's going to be kind of hard to continue that because today's climate and stuff like that. I don't think right. You could kind of stay
a bygone era.
Yeah. That's that's staying alone. 20 Dirty Harry.
Oh, absolutely. I say reboot on that one.
Reboot. Yeah, I'm with you. Reboot. Yep. Okay. Terminator.
Let it die. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You,
Terminators 1 and 2 are some of the greatest cinematic pieces ever. Oh. And then they did too much and it sullied it. Let it go.
Are you a 1 or a 2 guy? Which one do you hold up above the other?
Oh, Judgment Day, 100%. That is one of my top favorite films of all T2. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I really want to say reboot, but I know it's going to be shit. I don't have faith when it's something a franchise like this. The studio heads are going to just look at this like a cash grab and rush production. And I do not have confidence that any studio can make a really good reboot on Terminator. It would almost seem to be like someone like I don't know why, like almost like a Jordan Peele. You know, like it's got to be a different thing.
It loses what it was.
Different thing then. Yeah. Okay. This one's kind of interesting. It might not really work for our case, but X-Men. I mean, we're basically going to be getting.
Yeah, we're getting the reboot already.
Some sort of reboot. So, yeah.
Yeah. And who doesn't want a real good X-Men movie? So,
yeah. Okay.
It can't get any worse.
Barbershop.
I'll let that die.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that. And that's only just because I haven't seen, I think I saw the original one. Next one, Rocky.
Ooh, does Creed count?
Yes.
That's kind of a reboot. Yes. I want a sequel to that.
Okay. Sequel. Okay. I'll continue that sequel.
Only because Michael B. Jordan is so good in that role.
Here you go, Hollywood. Here's your prequel. Do a story set in the fucking the Great Depression era with Mickey, his coach, you know, in his prime. There you go. Here's one. Oh man, 18. Hannibal Lecter. So that's Manhunter, Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon.
I was going to say, is it taking into the show? I'm going to say,
even though that, I mean, those kind of were reboots, and you know,
I'm just going to say, Let It Die. We've had enough.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all in on a prequel or sequel on that. I call myself kind of a stan with that one. Same as Star Wars. They would have to really shit the bed for me to not want something more with that character.
Okay, I want a good, I want another sequel to the Caesar saga, if that makes any sense. I wasn't happy with how that one ended, but the Caesar saga was fantastic. I thought that was absolutely some of the best stuff out there. I love that. Reeves,
yep.
Yeah, that was so good. Yeah, I take it back. I take it back. You know, I'm happy with that. Leave it alone. It's perfect. I love the originals. Take away the Mark Wahlberg one. That's fine. We can laugh about that one. But that, the final Planet of the Apes, that was a perfect one. Let's just leave it alone.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with the prequel on that. Star Trek. Oh boy. Here we go.
Oh boy. Yeah. Let It Die, man. I'm not a Star Trek guy. And they're doing too much with Picard and all that. I mean, it's people just falling apart.
Shout out to Chili on Trash Talk Boys, but he's making a very strong argument and convincing myself and many other people to really give the Orville a shot. I've been hearing him just talk about that show for fucking weeks. Apparently that's like the new Star Trek. But yeah, I could care less. Let It Die. Yeah,
correct.
All right. And speaking of Muppets, the Muppets. Yeah, dude, I mean, yeah, prequel, sequel all day long. I mean, holiday specials, Muppets are great. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, sequel, keep it going. I mean, it's hard to mess up Puppets.
Yep. The Millennium series. So this is, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
That started out really good.
Very good.
I would say if sequel, but do it right.
Yeah. I didn't even know that there's five of them. I didn't even know that. So
are we talking about five books or they make five movies?
Movies. Yeah. I mean, they're all 10 years. Wow. The first one came out in 2009 and the last one is 19. And that's the one I haven't seen the last two. I'm going to say, depending on how they wrapped up that last one, I mean, if there's room for a story, sure, sequel. If not, put a bow on it, call it a day. Batman, we got to go as prequel, sequel, or I don't need a reboot.
Right. To this, if they're going to keep the Batman going, yeah, put a sequel on it. I mean, we're going to forever have Batman movies.
Yeah,
you will. And so make sure that when you do them, make sure it's a good, compelling story.
Ocean's 11.
Oh,
Let It Die.
Let It Die. We're done.
James Bond.
I was literally hoping this was on there. Leave it alone. It's perfect. Okay. It's done.
All right.
You saw the last one, right?
Nope.
It's done. Let it be done.
Okay. So I'm going with reboot. I feel like every generation can have a new Bond. I feel like that is a franchise that you can kind of rinse and repeat and do it every like 15 years with casting someone that, you know, the next generation can connect with.
I just feel like with 25 movies, this is the 25th one, put a bow on it. You're done.
Yeah. Okay. Indiana Jones. Oh fuck. This is going to break my heart. Leave it alone for me.
Yeah, we're done.
Star Wars, prequel, sequel.
You want to
reboot A New Hope?
No, absolutely not. They're already trying that. I want a real prequel. We want Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, my boy. Okay. MCU. This is a difficult one. I mean, it literally has like 40 films here. I mean, so sequel, prequel, obviously.
You know what? After this final Thor, because he's kind of like the last Avenger, leave it alone. It's perfect after that. We can be done.
You don't need any MCU universe movies after Thor.
I've gotten all the Wanda I need. We're good.
You're drunk. There's no way. There's got to be a Marvel character that what if Ghost Rider came out in the MCU? You wouldn't want that?
See, that's the thing is that all these friends. I mean, talking about with the X-Men. I mean, do I want to see the X-Men in the MCU? Yeah. Yes. I mean, the MCU is its own like franchise. It's weird, you know.
It is weird.
Do I want to see any more of Morbius? No. Do I want to see any more of Ant-Man? Honestly, no. I want more Scarlet Witch? Yeah. I mean, so it's weird.
It needs to be like segmented another layer down. Like, do you want any more Ant-Man movies or do you want any more Guardians of the Galaxy? You know?
And I'll be honest, I don't know if I want any more Guardians after this Thor.
Yeah, I mean, have them just sprinkle in and kind of do cameos in other movies.
Because I've always said, and as we've talked about all these, if you get too much of a good thing, as we started off with my Baja Blast, it gets tiresome.
Oh boy.
And let's not ruin something that's great.
Yeah, that's you know, and then you got to get a new bidet, you know. Okay. All right, Hunger Games.
I thought that was done. Let That Die.
Yeah, Let That Die. Another kind of tricky one that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, it does. Spider-Man.
Sequel.
Yep, same.
I mean, continue on either the Toby, Andrew, or Tom story. Yeah, I mean, any of them you can go.
I would say that, and I would even say same thing about the with James Bond. Like in 10 years, yes, rinse, repeat, reboot. You know, just for keeping new generations. Because one thing that I have learned about being a parent is it's almost like kids are. They know like what's new and has a fresh paint, like what I just told you about with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know. So by doing that, you're engaging them, you're getting them interested in that. It's the same thing with Ghostbusters, you know. Connor, you know, his favorite movie is, you know, just the original Ghostbusters, but it kind of started with Afterlife,
right? Yeah,
you know, so that's kind of where I'm going with it when I'm saying reboot a lot of times. Next one, Bourne. Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
let That Die. I'm done with it. When Jeremy Renner took it on, I'm like, I'm done with that.
Yeah, eject. Mission Impossible. I mean, Tom Cruise can do stunts until he's 80. Yep. So
I say, give me another sequel, baby. And they're giving us two more at least. And so let's keep that going.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Harry Potter. Oh, boy.
Oh, Let It Die.
Yeah. Okay. So that's including the fucking Fantastic Beasts stuff.
Absolute shit show.
Okay. I haven't seen in any of those.
You're not missing a damn thing.
Oh boy. Okay. So I will say leave that alone as well. Middle Earth. I know we're getting a Lord of the Rings.
Oh no.
Amazon show.
Yeah, leave it alone. It's perfect. This Amazon show is going to, you think the toxic fanboys of Star Wars is bad? Wait till they start messing with the Tolkien characters. This is not going to be good. It's not going to be a good situation.
That's that middle earth toxicity just hits different, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. You thought Game of Thrones was bad. You thought Star Wars was bad. This is another breed, man.
Yeah, I did the Hobbit. It didn't obviously hit nearly as hard as, you know, just the original trilogy did.
But it was still a cohesive story.
Yeah. Okay, so that's two. So and these are ranked. So this, according to these critics, that's number two. So out of everything that we said, there's one left. What fandom do you think is rating better than MCU, Star Wars, Ghostbusters is not on this list. Lord of the Rings, Bourne, Bond.
Is Ghostbusters on there?
No.
Let me think. Don't tell me. Halloween's not on there.
It's weird. It's four films. Three of the films are OG 80s type films. And then they did a reboot in 15.
I don't know.
Mad Max.
Oh, hell no.
I want to, sign me up for, I'll take both. I'll take prequel, sequel, or reboot on that.
I say Let It Die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I honestly can't believe anyone's really clamoring for that. Maybe
for
I'm just
Mad
weird.
Max. This is the same director too. Yeah.
Go watch a Michael Bay movie if you want to see something blown up. I'm offended they didn't add Transformers on that list.
This is like Michael Bay, but it didn't suck. You know,
hey now, damn. Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, this is fun, man. This is what we're here for. So yeah, that's franchise showdown. And let's close it up with another new segment. We'll rapid fire this one. So we're doing Letterboxd box score. So we're going to just run down, you know, our fucking movie consumption from the last ones. Any jumping off points? We got Kevin downloading the app, you know, so he's going to have some movies to talk about. But rapid fire, since last episode, oh boy, Body Bags, Anchorman, Southbound, Tales from the Dark Side, Jurassic World, Dominion, Monster House, Off Season, Hustle, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Creepshow Hollywood Special. Out of those, my highlight, Monster House by Gil Keenan. That fucking movie is really good. Watched it with the kids, and it got me so excited to think about what Gil Keenan and Jason, you know, Reitman and Ghost Corp are going to be doing. It just made me get that much more excited about the news that we had from Ectofest or whatever.
Yeah, good stuff coming.
With the animated movie and the animated series, because what Gil did on Monster House is really good. I mean, that I would watch that movie over 99% of any Pixar movie. And I kind of look at like Pixar as like the benchmark for animated movies, and that's a really good movie. What do you got, man? You got anything for me on that list? Or
so I don't have anything on that list, but as I just downloaded this app, I'm really excited to get into it and add all my little pieces on there. And one of the things I said, Dave, do they have like all the lame Hallmark movies and things like that? Because I watched those with my wife. I was like, she's like, yeah, well, it's definitely. But we have, you know, because we watch a lot of movies in the evening and kind of fall asleep and kind of relax too. But I do want to add a couple that we watched this week. You're familiar with the Blumhouse Productions, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, their whole series, The Welcome to the Blumhouse, you're familiar with those as well?
Nope.
Okay. So there's like not an anthology, but it's like their own series of Welcome to the Blumhouse. And they're all kind of those suspense drama thrillers. And there's like 10 of them. And they're all on Amazon Prime, Amazon Originals, and they're fantastic. But we watched two of them specifically. One's called The Lie. It's got Joey King in it. She was, you know, you familiar with her? She plays Little Talia in Dark Knight Rises, by the way.
Okay.
But then we also watched Nocturne, and of those two, Nocturne is probably one of the better films we've seen out there. It's this idea of this prodigy girl. It's got Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria. I think she's going to be in Madame Web coming up there. But it's this, essentially she makes a deal with the devil to become a great piano player. And it's a really cool twist. And I think it's a great, great film.
Yeah, that almost has Suspiria vibes, you know, sounds like. It, are these shorts, or are they full feature, 2-hour-ish?
90-ish, 95 minutes.
Okay. I'm a sucker for anything under 90 minutes. That's
yeah, my and sweet. That's why we pick them, the 89, 90 minutes on there. Yeah. And that, because, you know, they're made for TV or whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah, check out the Welcome to the Blumhouse.
Okay.
There's 10 or 11 different shows on there. The Lie is the first one they did, and then the Nocturne was the second one.
Very good. Okay. Like I said, Monster House was my probably my favorite one, that my favorite viewing. And the stinker, oh man, kind of breaks my heart. Not really surprised though. Dominion.
I actually watched the Critical Drinkers review on it, and he said it was an absolute pile of dog shit.
Yeah,
which is a shame.
It was a shame. I mean, the one part that I was like, okay, this was worth admission, but spoiler alert, there is a scene with Sam Neill, you know, they're about to get eaten by I don't know if it's the same T-Rex, but it's
a Gigantosaurus.
Yeah, T-Rex, and then another larger new kind of dinosaur, not an engineered one, but just I think there's like an actual dinosaur that's larger than a T-Rex, a Gigantosaurs. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That okay. And they're about the fight, and they're underneath them. And they all think they're going to die. And he just says, this isn't about us. You know, I was like, okay, that's classic Alan Grant. You know, like that was worth the price of admission. But everything else, it very much had like the Rise of the Resistance issues of cramming a, you know, 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag kind of situation. Yep. But Yeah, man. Well, yes, yeah, so we're going to be kind of just doing, you know, our best and worst out of our viewings each and every episode here. But yeah, dude, we can call it. Thank you, everyone, for listening, supporting the show as always. Please, you know, help us grow the channel a little bit. Five star
leave a review, people. Leave a review.
Yep. If it's, I mean, even the bad ones, just send those directly to Kevin. The bad ones. You know, if it's anything under, you know, five stars, just send those directly to Kevin.
My DMs are open, people.
All right. As always, everybody, thank you very much, Kevin. We'll talk in 2 weeks, buddy.
Peace out, everyone.